Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menard. We offer a huge selection of Bonnie plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all Bonnie 4.5-inch vegetable and herbs are on sale through May 17th. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
We all feel smart, right?
Yeah.
Often. Everybody?
I mean, most of the time.
We're Let's try smart. Over under. This time, really keep your score.
All right.
Yeah, of course. We always
no,
I
never
always,
do.
Well, I always start.
All right, I'm going to give you a category.
I have a piece of paper.
Christ, Steve. Have you ever prepared for anything? I stole this pad of paper from Free Beer like a year ago and never gave it back.
Because you weren't prepared?
Yeah.
Yeah, but look how 100%. Prepared she is now.
Yeah, well, that's how it begins.
My notebook is just stolen copy paper.
All right, got my pen, got my paper.
Yes, I'm ready.
Ready to go, Free Beer.
Okay.
The over-under for the first one is 4.5 pounds. What is the average in pounds of trash that an American makes every day? Over or under 4.5 pounds.
That the average American makes every day?
Yes.
Wow.
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 Wow. That's a lot of trash.
Everybody got one?
Yep. Yes.
Yes.
Steve, what'd you say?
Took the over.
Took the over. Kelly?
I took the under.
Took the under. Optimistic. How makes?
I'm going to take the over on that.
Maitland?
Taking the under.
The under. So both guys took over. Mm-hmm. But ladies took under. The answer is 5 pounds per
Gross.
Day. The over yeah. has it.
I actually wrote 5 pounds before I said the under.
Look at you.
Look at me. Wow.
Yeah, I based that on because yesterday was trash day and my garbage can was really, really heavy.
That's true. And all it has to do is in your case, well, if you don't count the kids, over 70 pounds.
Yeah.
And that would be. Enough. Your trash goes every week, and it's probably over 70 pounds most times.
Probably.
All it takes is throwing away one big thing, I suppose.
Yeah. You know what's weird? Thing, but... I have Airbnb guests that stay at my house. I rent out the main floor for people, mm-hmm. and there are times where I come back, and there's no trash at all. Like, I have a trash bag. If it's not full, mm-hmm. I just put it in the garage and then put it back in there.
Right.
But I always leave a clean one for guests. And, like, I had a guy stay for 4 days one time. Zero trash in that damn bag.
What's he doing with it?
I was like, What are you doing?
Probably taking it with him,
but
right?
Maybe, but some people just don't generate a lot of garbage
that's
either.
That's why I was like,
yeah, but not a lot, but none?
But that's why I said under four, just based off my Airbnb guests alone. Like, I just don't see a lot of trash in my trash can after they stay.
Yeah, I definitely think I'm below average from that.
Mm-hmm. You're going to look under a mattress or something. It's just going to be filled with McDonald's bags and old orange peels.
Got like a dump in the backyard somewhere that I don't know about yet.
The over-under... Okay, so Steve and Hot Wings won. Kelly and Maitland, nothing so far. It's very early. The over-under is 44. No. Let me come back to that one.
No. Butcher's ass. No.
Okay, we'll come back to that one. Okay.
All right. The over-under is 10. What is the number of minutes the average American reads for personal interest per week?
The average what we
The average American reads for the purpose of personal interest, not because they have to, not because they're reading an email, but for personal interest.
Okay, so not necessarily a book, but maybe like a newspaper article or
magazine or whatever.
10 minutes per week.
Okay.
Maitland, what do you have? Over or under 10 minutes per week?
The social media count? Are we counting that?
No.
Okay, then under.
How big?
My God. It's my daily bathroom reading alone. It's got to be over.
Kelly?
Personally, I would say over, but just based on how many people tell me they don't read ever, I'm saying under.
Steve?
I'm saying over.
I mean, 10 minutes over. A week?
The average number of minutes the average American spends reading each week for personal interest is 15 minutes.
Yes.
Over, but barely.
But barely. Wow.
The overs have it.
I mean, like four, like 3.5 minutes a day?
Yeah, that's pathetic.
I mean, I don't do a lot of book reading these days, but at least, like, you know, I like usually at least read a few headlines.
Even
like,
if you read
what's going on in the world.
Yeah,
or,
you read two articles a week and you're probably at 10 minutes.
Hell, I'm that much a day just on some obscure dumb thing that I look up on Wikipedia for no reason.
The over under is 44. The number of times Michael was the most popular boy's name in the 1900s. So out of those 100 years, over or under 44 times, the number of times Michael was the number one name. Steve. Over or under 44?
I'm going to take the under, but just barely.
Kelly?
I'm saying under.
Howings?
I'm going to say under.
Maitland?
Under.
That's correct. It's 30. 30 out of 100 years. Still a lot.
Yeah.
Well, until we got to the 2000s, though, because I had looked it up at one point. It was like from the 60s to 2000 or whatever. Mm-hmm. It was like the top five barely changed for boys. It was Matthew, Michael, Christopher.
John.
Maybe John.
John and James.
It was a lot of biblical names.
Mm-hmm. I mean, two of us in the room have a brother named Michael. So,
all right. The over under is 36 million.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
What is the number of American adults who can't read past the third grade level? They're not all reading, just two in a row. Over under 36 million. What is the number of American adults who can't read past the third grade level?
That's like 10% of the population.
Roughly.
Yeah.
A little over 10.
Kelly, over or under?
I think it's over.
Okay. Howings?
I think it might be over too.
Okay. The number of American adults who can't read past a third grade level, over or under 36 million. Maitland.
Over.
Steve.
I said over as well.
You guys are all very pessimistic. The answer is 25 million.
Oh.
We'll take the under. Steve, how many you got?
Three.
Kelly.
One.
Howings.
Three.
Maitland.
One.
Okay.
Howings are wicked smart.
Okay.
So smart.
There's definitely something left out of this one.
All right.
So I'll just give it to you as it is.
Yep. Okay.
You're going to hate it.
All right.
Over or under 13, the number of pounds the average American eats in a year. There has to be something left out of there.
Okay.
Well, like, yeah, because it's got, I mean, a lot of Americans would eat 13 pounds in 1 week, let alone a year.
So I assume it's spiders or.
It's got to be like 13 pounds of, ketchup. Or something.
They left a word out.
No, I think
so. Over or under, Steve? Over or under?
I'm gonna
the number of pounds the average American eats in a year. I'm telling you, they left a word out.
I've been with us at a Brazilian steakhouse. I'm gonna say over.
Okay, Kelly.
Over.
Hobbings.
Oh, I'm gonna say. I'm gonna say it's under.
Maitland.
Over.
It is under. 10 is the number of pounds the average American eats of something in a year.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't know why.
Obviously. Right. Yeah, it's dandelions.
I've never been more curious about something that doesn't matter than this. What word did they leave out?
That definitely matters.
The over-under is 2.4 billion. Are you ready?
Billion.
Yeah.
Okay.
The total number of robocalls Americans get in a month.
2.4 billion. Okay.
Over or billion. Under 2.4 billion.
Okay, this is each person, right?
No.
Boy.
Total number of robocalls Americans get in a month.
I get a few a day.
Mm.
Yeah.
So. I sometimes do, but I rarely.
Maitland, over or under 2.4 billion, the number of robocalls Americans get combined in a month?
Over.
She says over. Steve?
I took the under.
Kelly?
I took the under.
Hot Wings?
I'm going to take the over.
The answer is 2.1 billion. The unders have it.
Yes.
Maitland, is this frustrating?
Yes, I only have one.
The over-under is 19.
Okay.
The percentage of American men who do housework on an average day. Is it over or under 19%?
Wait, say it again.
Wait, yeah, I'm confused.
The percentage of American men who do housework on an average day.
Gotcha.
What percentage of American men do housework on an average day? Is it over or under 19%? Steve, you do housework on a given day?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you do yesterday?
Cleaned up the same toys probably six different times.
Spoken like a true parent.
Tripped over the same wooden tomato about a dozen times.
Wooden tomato.
Picked
huh?
it up and moved it. Yeah, it's from a little like barbecue grill thing.
Yeah.
With like the Who are those people that like Doug and Melissa? Or
oh,
whatever.
Yeah. They're billionaires.
Doug, yeah, so much
they sell
wood.
Wooden garbage to everyone.
Yes.
All right. Steve, you took the. I forgot.
I took the over.
Okay. Kelly.
I said under 19%.
Okay. Hot Wings.
I honestly don't know how you couldn't do at least something or have to do something every damn day. I'm going to take the over.
Maitland?
Over.
Kelly, you took the under.
I did.
You don't think most guys do anything?
Or just less than 19%.
I think they do less than 19%. Mm-hmm.
So that would mean more than 80% don't do housework on a given day.
That's right.
You're close. It's over 20%. So wow. It's over, but it's barely. So
God.
Kelly, while you may have been slightly pessimistic, not that much.
I wonder what they actually classify as housework.
I would be very curious about that.
Because, I mean, obviously mine's going to be different because I primarily live alone.
Mm-hmm. yeah.
So you're like, somebody's got to do it, you know, but just where you're doing dishes or I don't know, something.
Okay. This next one's really kooky. Over or under 23. How many 2-liter bottles could the average American fill with saliva in 1 month? Over or under 23?
Okay, so just under a bottle a day.
That's so gross.
Average number of 2-liter bottles the average American could fill with saliva they produce in a month. Over or under 23? Maitland, it's time for a hot streak. What did you say on this one?
Over.
You think it's a real wet-mouthed people?
Yeah, because some people drool in their sleep.
Mm-hmm. Hot Wings?
Oh, imagine if you woke up with a gallon Man. Of drool on your pillow.
Like
every
if it all
day.
Drained into a bottle, and then you had to drink it when you woke up?
Ew.
I knew that Hot Wings would be fine
Shut
with that, but
up.
The other three of you would be so grossed out
God.
By it.
Well,
what if you had to swap it?
Stop it.
Time for a Yahtzee swap with this saliva. Everybody pass it to the right. Take a big drink.
Oh, yummy.
Who would you most want to swap a 2-liter of saliva with in this room?
Based on the way Maitland's coffee smells, probably Maitland.
Yeah.
I bet
really?
You.
But I don't think she takes care of her teeth. There's always
like
rotten
candy.
Meat in there.
Do you have rotten meat in your teeth a lot? Is that a problem?
Not really. No, I don't eat a lot of meat.
Just wanted to say it confidently and see what you'd say. I don't know why, but I would choose one of the ladies. I just think you're probably more likely to do a better job of tooth maintenance.
Mm. I like to brush my teeth.
Yeah.
I don't floss as much
I just
as
feel like Kelly's mouth has been in a lot of weird places, though.
It has. There have been questionable things in my mouth.
Mm.
Even yesterday. I put an octopus ball in my mouth the other day.
What the hell is an octopus ball?
I don't know. I ordered from this Korean restaurant, and they had these things. I don't remember what they were called, but they were octopus balls, and it was so squishy.
That sounds gross.
Yeah.
As in testicle ball, or like they took a part of a tentacle and ground it up
Does an octopus have testicle balls?
Well, that's
legs in a big old pair of danglers.
No, that's what I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
Well, it was a fried ball, so it's hard to say.
I see.
I don't
probably
think
just a hush puppy from Long John Silver's.
Yeah, probably. It did seem like the Korean version of a hush puppy. And I think fresh, it would have been delicious, but it was delivered to my house, so it was like a mushy octopus ball. Anyway, what are we talking about? 2 liter bottles and spit. How did we get here?
Anyway, I took the over.
This text, I've been listening to your show for years, but listening pregnant is a completely different experience. This segment is fine. Then suddenly there's talk of drinking saliva and I am gagging everywhere. Yet here I am. Every day. I'm sorry about that. All right. So, Steve, the over-under was 23, the number of 2 liter bottles the average American could fill with saliva if they produce in a month. You took the...
I took the over.
Okay. Kelly.
I said under.
Alex.
Yeah, I don't think we're doing 2 liters just under 2 liters per day. So I'm going to say under two.
Maitland.
Over.
She said over.
25. The
oh
overs
my God.
Have it.
I'm terrible
wow.
at this.
Wow.
Okay, one more, but this one's got to be fast. Over-under is 95. What percentage of millennials are saving adequately for retirement?
Okay.
Is it over or under 95?
Like 95 people in America?
Percent. 95% of millennials.
Are saving?
Adequately for retirement.
Adequately.
Y'all taking the under?
Yeah.
Obviously, I mean, yes.
Yeah.
You're right, but it says the answer is 90%. Where are you?
There is.
Because all the millennials I know are like, there is no chance. In fact, pretty much everybody I know is like, well, I'll work till I die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got 7 out of 9.
7 out of 9?
Oh, wow. Great job, Steve.
Thank you.
Steve, what percentage is that?
That is
77%.
77.77777.
Kelly,
how
many out of
9?
2? 22%? Not great. Hot Wings?
I got 21.
Out of 9?
Yeah.
Wow.
I did really good.
One job. Maitland?
I got 6.
I got 4.
4?
Sounds like I'm the grand champion.
Yeah, I got 6. That saliva one got me.
Congratulations. All right. Steve, you win a bottle of celebratory saliva from anyone you want.
Oh, okay.
I'm salivating like crazy right now, drinking coffee and thinking about salivating. It's just making me salivate.
Give it to me, buddy.
I have so much.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.